The Mount Barker Council has responded to a transit study for the hills with some reservations. Mayor Anne Ferguson joins me to discuss this. A bid for grant funding to tackle disasters, and there's also some fun things planned in the region. We'll talk about that in a moment. Well, good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Jenny, and good morning, listeners.
So the state government got an independent group to put together a study about what to do into the future with regards to the booming population in the hills and the need for transport through the region. Seems like rail is out. What were your thoughts on this response?
Well, nothing is out, because, as far as I'm concerned, because we haven't really listened to our community, and we haven't listened to those that are really into this and have worked rail in the past and understand it. And I think we have a couple of people who have fabulous ideas, that, and with Dan Cregan, that they know that they can make something work. So I think it's a bit immature to say that rail is out when they even didn't even consider freight when they did this. I got so upset and disturbed and angry that, you know, the main issues that they supposed to have addressed weren't addressed. And here is thousands and thousands of dollars being spent on it, yet another report that's going to go back and investigate other things. And I'm over it. Let's get something for our community, and let's get it now. No more talk, a bit more action.
What did you think about the idea for more rapid buses and park and ride facilities through the hills, and so people can more easily get onto the freeway?
Well, that's all well and good, but how many buses do you want going up and down the freeway? And do you really want a bus, dedicated bus lane? Do you really want a semi-trailer dedicated lane and leaving one lane for cars? Look to what they do overseas, for God's sake, and they do it smart and they do it well. Let's, or even look to interstate. Let's get some tunnelling done, and let's get some action, and get our commuters to the city and our students to the city and our patients to the city who need to go to the city for their care because they can't get it here in Mount Barker.
It's already under pressure. But I think you mentioned a few weeks back, or late last year, that where we're up to in terms of the population growth, and it's going to get pretty massive. It's going to be a huge reliance on the freeway in the next 10 or so years, right?
Well, when you think about 1,000, 1,200 new residents coming into Mount Barker, and not considering Littlehampton and Nan being advertised as one of the most affordable living places, of course it's going to attract people, and so it should. But let's get them the infrastructure and the facilities that they need and they expect, that they've left and they need to have here in Mount Barker. It's just farcical, and I'm over the talk. I want some action. It's 10 years, or more than 10 years, that they rezoned this land, and same old, same old.
Yes, and I suppose we'll see what happens after the state election too, because maybe that's when some proper decisions will get made.
Oh, God.
Anne Ferguson's with us. Now, tell us about Fire to Flourish. This is the name of a program that you'd really love to get some federal funding for.
Fire to Flourish is something that is something that we have realised at council since the last fire, the desperate need that we have to provide and equip our communities and the children of our communities so they actually can overcome that fear and that dread that must not be with them for the rest of their life. And it's about giving them the security to know that if a fire does come, we're prepared. And we will be there. And when, after the fire has gone, we'll be there to help them, to hold their hand, to give them a hand up, to make sure that they can be sustainable, not only physically, but mentally. And it's vital that we do that. And I just hope that the federal government, in their wisdom, realises that the Adelaide Hills is a big place and it has two councils, and both councils need to be treated equally. And I just hope and pray that those that sit in Canberra see that and supply the need now.
Mm. So what I understand is that it's about emergency response, it's about fuel load management and training staff to be better understanding
and consulting.
And, yeah.
Consulting with the Aboriginals and understanding what we have to do to care for our land.
So when do we find out if you get that $1.37 million?
Oh, look, you'll find out when you hear me screaming. Hooray!
Hooray! Just keep an ear out for the mayor.
Just keep an ear out for my voice, because it will be heard everywhere.
Now, there's a couple of exciting things coming up. If people aren't really into Valentine's Day, or, you know, they might be into Valentine's Day, but they also might enjoy curling up with a nice book. There's Library Lovers Day. In fact, Library Lovers Week coming up.
Isn't that exciting? Isn't it exciting to go to the library and pick out a book that's got a cover on it and a heart, and you don't know what you're getting until you go home, and it's like having a, what do they call it?
Blind date?
Fast dating, blind date,
oh, yeah.
Whatever. it's just that surprise. And I think, what a great idea, because everybody loves going to the library. Although I must admit, as a child, it was a place that you weren't allowed to speak, you weren't allowed to make any noise at all, you weren't even allowed to laugh. But today, it's a place of joy and noise and education and all those things that really spark the imagination. And I think this is fantastic that our library is jumping on board and sharing the love.
And the Adelaide Festival's coming up, and Mount Barker's taking part. There'll be some beautiful, huge, colourful fish. Where is that again?
At Keith Stevenson Park. But the most exciting part about that, I had a photo sent to me from Melbourne last week from one of our ratepayers and said, "This is amazing. This is my ratepayers' money well spent. I'm so excited." So when I hear that from a ratepayer that's been to see it in Melbourne and it's going nowhere else except Mount Barker, I think, wow, that's pretty exciting.
Well, that's good, because, you know, sculptures and art can sometimes be a bit divisive. People saying, you know, how dare the Adelaide City Council pay that much for a pigeon? So, I mean, it's not, you know, it's a bit different with this sort of scenario, because it's an inflatable thing as part of a festival, but it sounds really exciting.
And it will be, and it'll be such a joy for the children to be able to go, and it's a free event, and there'll be food and drinks around, and they can wander up to Gawler Street, and hopefully the Gawler Street traders are really ramping this up and promoting it, and there's going to be stickers on the footpath to actually, so you know how to get to Gawler Street for those that aren't au fait with Mount Barker. So, and I think art and culture is the best indicator of the health of the community. And I'm so excited about this. And,
yeah.
And I know everybody knows that I love art. And sharing it with our community, I think, is really important.
Yeah. So that'll be from the 9th to the 14th of March, 10 to 10 daily at Keith Stevenson Park. It's a free one, so we might give our listeners a little reminder a bit closer to then, but looking forward to that and Mad March and all that.
Oh, yes, Mad March is so much fun.
Yeah.
Sometimes you think you're mad trying to go to everything.
Yeah, I know, well, exactly.
That's life.
Yes. No rest for the wicked.
And there's less for the righteous.
Thanks so much for your time today, Mayor Anne Ferguson.
My pleasure. Have a great day.